not sequester this CO2 at the site? Why does it have to be piped all the way to Western North Dakota for some future use that so far has not been identified? And then second of all, if it needs to be a pipeline, why not use the public easements that we already have along the roads in the ditches? Why does it have to go through some private land? I've not seen those questions answered anywhere. And then further, who is funding this company? Where's the funding coming from? What if it gets way into the middle of it and the company goes bankrupt? Then what happens to all these easements and payments that cannot and will not be made?